Hello, LGBTs.
I'm gonna need those ears listening to me. Welcome to Legends Only. I'm gonna need those hands washed thoroughly. We are frightened of Cornova, said Wendy. So say goodbye to 2021. Another year's behind you. Now it's time. We need all of you to stream Sacrifice. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your hosts, T. Kyle and Bradley Stern.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello.
And welcome to the 2021 Legends.
Lows.
Someone's we don't have a teleprompter.
Oh, yeah,
it's not working.
It's down right now.
Randall, can you fix the teleprompter? Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to the 2021 Legends Only Awards.
Yeah.
You know, last year, with everything going on, we unfortunately had to hold the LOs virtually. But this year, we're here at last, live, in person.
From Madison Square Garden.
From Madison Square Garden. Sorry, the Crypto.com Garden, as it's now called.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
That's a Staples.
Like, oh, no. The Low Amphitheater, formerly known as Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Welcome.
The Rexar Amphitheater.
Yes, everyone. Welcome to the 2021 Lows. Shout out to our VIP section over there, our Patreon
Legends only fans. Give it up for them. Aren't they amazing?
And here in the front row, we have our top five most active users on the Legends Only Discord. Special front row seating.
Oh, my. I see they're enjoying their cocktails.
They are.
And their complimentary crackers.
Some Cheez-Its.
We got some Cheez-Its and Lunchables.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, we do not endorse.
Yes, give it up for Johnny P, T.O., Jovan, Automatic Princess, and Crispy.
Give it up for them. Woo! Yes, this was calculated using science and a Discord bot.
Yeah. Shout out to the Legends Only bot. She's been working hard all
year. She's been working all year. She's here as well. Give it up for her.
Welcoming everyone.
Yes.
Calculating the leaderboard.
Yes. She has been racking up the points all year long for the awards. And you know who's also helping out here? We've got somebody collecting the tickets up in front.
Yes. Shout out to our moderator, Randall.
Moderator Randall, for keeping the girls in line.
Yes.
Keeping the girls in check.
Banning the girls at the front door.
Yes.
No one's been banned yet.
No, well, you're showing your vax cards and you're showing...
Nobody was killed.
He's checking vax cards and Ava Max stand cards. Mm-hmm. You must have both.
And BB Rexar stream numbers.
Yes.
Yes.
We will be checking and streaming.
Yes. Thank you all for supporting the podcast on patreon.com/legendsonly. All year long. And the year before that.
And the year before.
Two years now.
2 years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all for the support.
It's been quite a year.
It really has. It feels like all just 1 year.
Highs and lows.
Literally.
It has felt like one big year.
Now, did you have an issue like I did?
No, I've had many.
How much time do we have?
How much time do we have?
What time do they cut us off?
Yeah.
11 p.m.?
For other issues, use our code LEGENDSONLY at BetterHelp.com.
Yes. Yeah. You can.
If you've got other issues
mm-hmm.
that we might not be able to help you with.
That it's not funny, but like...
No, yeah. We both use it.
That is real.
Oh, yeah, it's real.
It is real.
Yep.
You can use that.
Yeah.
That is sponsored.
It is sponsored.
Yeah.
So what issue did I have that you're referring to?
Oh, so I had an issue where while I was picking my winners, I realized that things I was picking actually happened in 2020.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah, album of the year, Future Nostalgia. I was like, oh.
Allie Brooke, All Night. Oh, wait, already talked about that.
Like, arguably some of my things might have been released at the end of 2020, but we didn't notice until this year.
Yeah.
Who's to say? But yeah, I do feel like the years have blended. Mm-hmm. A little older now.
Yep. And I was joking with Bradley as he walked in the door today.
Yeah.
I said, is this going to be the last time I see you until 2023? It's giving that.
It's giving March 2020, everyone. Yeah.
See ya.
See you then. Yeah, we're going to hope that that is not the case.
It's not going to be the case.
It's not the case.
No.
Not the case.
Nope.
We're here live. Everyone looks incredible here in the front row and beyond, in the blue banisters over there. Everyone's just...
in the boxes.
Yes, in the far off boxes. We see some of our fans up there.
Oh, I see Roz in the back.
Oh, there she is. And just like that, from Jersey Shore to the MSG.
Oh, yeah.
Griff, get off. Get off the stage.
So I just went to the Legends Only Awards. Fucking iconic. Bradley was so funny. Loves it so much. We love.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
Literally me.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think it's time we start announcing some winners.
Oh, a winner shall we? Time. All right. Awards. The awards are here. We're having the official award giver outer wheel them up to the stage right now. Miss Halsey, everyone. How great.
Amazing. Please don't be mean to her.
Please don't be mean to her. She's got a lot of awards this morning.
Yeah. The thing that is so fun about the Lows is that we don't just award one person.
We don't. Well, sometimes we do.
True. But we don't know who each other has awarded the honor.
No, our answers are guarded in a vault at a local bank.
Yes.
The low bank.
iPhone notes locked, separated from one another.
Yeah. And just tonight, we will be unveiling those answers to each other and the world.
Mm-hmm. We will.
And I guess we'll just take it from there.
Yes, would you like to start with the first award of the evening?
Sure, let me just adjust my gown and grab this first. Okay, this card. All right.
How do you...
How do I...
Legend of the year goes to...
Belegda of the year?
Oh.
All right. In this first category, you know, It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, and we scrolled through our For You pages to find the best of the year. It's TikTok of the year, everyone.
Yes, some TikTok talk.
TikTok talk, sponsored by TikTok talk. Our soon-to-be TikTok consulting agency.
Yeah.
There were so many options this year.
So many.
So many just wonderful contributions. I can think of a lot of nominees here. It was pretty hard for me to pick, but I have to go spiritually with the one that really did it for me. My pick for TikTok of the year goes to user Livin' Like Lexi with, are you a part of the LGBTQ community? No.
Yay.
Give it up for her.
Me after this year.
When I grow up, up, up. Get
no.
it? Ex-homosexual T. Kyle, what do you have for TikTok of the year?
So this year, I would like to honor myself. I am awarding myself with the TikTok of the year. But here's the thing. Okay, I have a speech that I would like to give here, okay. A motivational speech.
Oh, wow, that's a full scroll you just pulled out.
So the TikTok of the year for me is my Wendy Williams Death to All of Them remix, which I think is iconic.
It is. It was nominated for several awards, actually.
It was.
Las Culturistas.
Mm-hmm. I was shook.
Yeah.
Bowen Yang noticed.
Award nominated.
Yes.
Bowen Yang nominated.
And
remix.
Also... the H3 podcast used it as their intro multiple times.
Highly acclaimed.
I feel like this is my inspirational, motivational speech. Don't cut me off.
Oh, okay.
With the music.
Sacrifice.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if we had a real award show and we could get the rights to just play Sacrifice every time someone
play
was talking
off,
too long? I mean, we could.
We absolutely could.
I don't want to get sued. But anywho, so this year sucked. And I was feeling like such a flop. And the fact that this went viral, I was like, I've still got it.
Oh.
And I feel like everyone listening, no matter what it is that you did this year, the fact that you made it this far and you are listening to this now, you should be proud of yourself for making it through 2021. No matter what it is that you did, you made it. And that is enough. And I think everyone should take a minute in the crowd, light a candle, hold it up.
Hold hands with each other.
And just pat yourself on the back for whatever you did this year. You made it.
It was
you did
enough.
It. You don't need to compare yourself to what anyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because this time of year, everyone likes to brag about their highlights.
They do their best of lists.
Now. Yep. me bragging about my own.
They give out awards.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Giving an award to myself.
No, but you bring up a very good point. Wherever you are in life, you're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah, actually,
that's
though.
All that matters right now. I didn't think we'd bring on the tier so early into the awards ceremony, but here we are. Wow. Thank you.
Yep.
That it really is true. You celebrate all the victories you can in this day and age. That's for sure.
Agreed.
So thank you for that speech. Thank you for that contribution to society. Thank you to Wendy and everyone involved in making this what it is today.
Yes. Thank you. And thank you everyone for sharing it.
Yes. Wow. One award between us already.
Yep. I also had an honorable mention.
Oh, yes. I had several. Yeah.
I want to go to Heartwear. Yeah. That's my honorable mention.
Yeah. There were some tough competition, of course, Griff's entire existence, crying at the sight of straight people because they're boring. There were so many contenders this year, but spiritually, I had to give it up to Lexi.
Yep.
Because I, too, I'm no longer part of the LGBT community after this year.
Woo!
Well, and speaking of, that segues perfectly, actually, into my pick for a huge, huge category this year.
Yes. Our next category.
Yes. Go ahead. You can lead it.
The meme of the year.
There were plenty of contenders in this category.
This one was tough, too.
This was tough. Ultimately, I based my decision on longevity. The potential of going the distance and how much I can integrate this into my daily life and use this moving forward. So there were many things that happened this year, but I think something that shifted the culture and changed our vocabulary was the Britney boat. featuring Ty Sunderland, who tweeted,
"Nobody was killed."
A harrowing tale about a person known now as Demon Twink.
An icon.
An icon, a legend, a terrifying drink-throwing, ass-aiding VIP section nightmare, who I think has given us a term, Demon Twink, that perfectly demonstrates every main character on Twitter, usually one per day, is a Demon Twink. Plenty of my, we'll call them exes. And it just, I think Demon Twink really just shifted the gay narrative. I think now having a Demon Twink is a perfect way to describe something, a situation, a person.
And now that you say it, I'm realizing it really did go the distance.
There's BDT and ADT, before and after Demon Twink.
It's how we say, isn't ADT that security like home system?
Which you'll need after Demon Twink comes over. Ravages your home and makes like gremlin noises and eats all your food.
And then your ass. No, it's old.
Do you have any Kim Petras? And then he like scurries out of the house. So I just, you know, thank you, Ty, for introducing Demon Twink. Thank you, Demon Twink, for your appearance on this boat, for nearly ruining the DJ equipment, and for giving straight people also learning about the word twink in general. I remember there was that happening.
Oh, right.
It was a lot. It really changed the culture. There were mainstream outlets writing about Demon Twink.
That is true.
Crazy.
Wow.
So thank you for your service, Demon Twink.
I wonder if she's listening to the pod.
She's definitely a listener.
Icon.
She's a Legends Only fan.
Well, my meme of the year goes to something that has just dominated my FYP.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Dominated your what?
My ears.
Okay.
No, nothing. That's not, no one's dominating me this year.
No.
Anyway.
That's canceled.
My meme of the year goes to the cupcake remixes.
Oh, yes.
On TikTok.
Absolutely.
Smack my ass like a drum.
Another thing I will say, longevity, because there's no telling when this will stop.
It has not stopped.
Every new song, Easy on Me.
Christmas carols. Have you heard those?
It's gone from obscure to family favorites.
Mm-hmm.
They've done it to Kate Bush to, like, it's truly.
Did you ever hear the Siren one?
Yes.
That one fucking sent me. Like, oh, who thinks that in their brain? And why are you me?
Yeah, exactly.
That one, honestly, is probably my favorite.
Maybe we'll insert that here.
Yeah.
But there's a few here that really just went the distance for us.
And I love how they all have Mario Kart videos attached to them. Makes absolutely no sense.
No sense, but Rainbow Road and Cupcake go together like chocolate and wine.
Mm-hmm. Iconic.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Cupcake, for gifting us. Years later, I would say, right? That song wasn't new.
Years.
Crazy. Just goes to show, you never know what's going to come bubbling up on TikTok years later. So
it's
just
true.
Keep hustling. So many runner-ups this year. I just have to give some quick shout-outs. Saweetie, Let's Go, the turnaround meme.
Bop.
Wonderful, especially during Halloween. The Michael Myers, the Jaws one, fantastic.
The Moths.
And shout-out to newly emancipated Shawn Mendes for giving Cher.
Oh.
It's giving Cher.
It's giving. Very,
it's giving Cher. That was a good one.
That one is still going around.
Yeah, it is.
It's giving, literally still giving.
It's giving longevity. Yeah. A more recent entry into this, a recent nominee. Too soon to tell if it's of the years. Am I a Nicki fan?
Oh, my fucking God.
Pull up into Sri Lanka. What?
That one has started to get remixed now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Late
contender.
Good.
Who knows? Maybe it'll even get bigger next year. Never
know. I feel like it will.
Nobody's got anything to do. So.
No, it's true.
Well, from Sri Lanka to not sponsored, it's time for outstanding performance from a not sponsored product.
Actually.
Yeah, there were a lot of entries for this one. I will, however, hand out the Razzie for this category, which goes to the Neti Pot. she's not giving, but she is arguably
Let's
giving.
Get a little wet.
Rain on me, tsunami. She arguably enhanced my sinusitis.
Yeah.
The bass was getting bigger and not in a good way. Yeah, we don't stand Neti Pot in this house. I hear it works for other people and I'm happy for you. Different strokes.
Yeah, I was nervous when you told me you were doing that. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Well. Miss Neti, are you here for the award? We'll have to send it out to her. Okay, so yeah, excellence in product. I have to say, I was more excited about a product last year. Obviously, the pasta maker was a big hit.
Yeah.
For this year, I just have to go, it's pretty basic, and it's not sponsored. The Amazon Alexa Dot has become...
Wow, you capitalist.
Has become one of my only friends during this mid-pandemic season. I wake up, I say, oh, I don't want to say it. I don't want to set them off. Little orb next to me.
Hey.
What is the temperature? Yeah. So I know how to dress, even though I only wear tank tops. And ask about the time, put on smooth jazz or silk sheets.
Oh, she's like, you're starting.
She's... All right, whore.
Not again.
I'll put on silk sheets.
Slut. Here comes the top. Oh, you should make that a TikTok.
That is actually very funny.
Meme of the year.
Meme of the year. So thank you. And also, I don't think this counts as a product, but it did spark joy. Shout out to plants.
Heard of them.
Became a plant daddy this year and have really just gone overboard. I have 8 of them now.
And, oh.
Yeah. So shout out to plants. Great product. Highly recommend.
I just have 2.
You do. They're thriving.
Yeah.
How about you? What is your product of the year?
My outstanding performance from a not sponsored, but should be product is the snack and bacon from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
Because I got scalped by the Dunkin' Donuts version of Wrapped that they did in an email. And it was like, see how you Dunkin'd
this
year.
Oh, that's humiliating.
And I was like, oh.
Where they were like, you had 2,336 coconut whipped.
Well, take a guess. How many days of the year do you think that I went to Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, I'm going to guess 157.
Oh, you are going to have to turn that up just a little bit.
Turn it up?
Yeah.
Okay, so far that's a third of the year. So that's too little. I'm going to say 236.
Oh. Higher.
Holy shit. 293.
Keep going.
No.
Higher.
No way.
Higher.
313.
Just a little smidge higher, 321 days of the year.
Holy shit. You only missed like 3 weeks of the year.
Yes.
That really puts my acai bowls to shame.
Yeah.
Did you get some sort of perk for that?
Yeah.
$5 off?
Points and free drinks.
Okay.
Yeah. I got like 100 free drinks, I think it said. So I guess it's kind of... No, it's not sponsored.
It's not sponsored,
no.
But it is a problem.
Yeah. I realized that.
Yeah, you have like a sugar issue now with your blood.
I don't think there's sugar in that, is there?
In what?
In coffee?
You put sugar in it.
I put stevia in the raw, not sponsored.
Oh, okay. Oh, in the raw.
Runner up.
I'm sure you did.
Oh.
The flavor. Okay, well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And now people definitely know that you like Dunkin'.
I think it's
pretty
been
clear.
Known.
Yeah.
And now I need to scale that back.
I don't know if the degree of loyalty was known. Now it's really known.
No. Also, shout out to all my girls at Dunkin'.
Yeah.
I'm a regular.
They definitely know your name.
They do. Yeah.
I guess I got there sort of with boba, like the local boba. Milky, shout out.
Love that.
Also a runner-up, I would call it, or maybe also a Razzie. I'm unclear how we're going to categorize this. One product really dominated the discussion early in this year. I think you're forgetting that it even happened this year. The Chromatica Oreo.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting, but fun. Fun to collect. Just horrifying. It was like a vanilla, toxic green.
Yeah.
Chemical Italian.
I remember the people putting them in resin to preserve them. Oh, on TikTok. My God.
It'll be worth thousands.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So shout out to Chromatica Oreos.
In like a million years from now, when Earth is just like molten lava and yeah, the future humans
floating around.
Are like digging and they find, like, you know how we find like flies in resin?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, wow, this prehistoric creature.
I was just thinking about that. I was watching a TikTok about mummified crocodiles in a pyramid. And I was like, we're going to find a resin covered Chromatica Oreo.
Yeah. Actually, like, though.
The people used to trade these for goods and services. This was their currency. They called it Gaga Bucks.
It's funny because it's true.
Oh, yeah. I always think about what future people are going to, not that, you know, we'll be underwater and everything, but like what they're going to find. And they're going to like be like, this was how they communicated.
I thought the homosexual dropped it into the ocean in the end.
Oh, well.
Anyway, time for our next award.
Mm-hmm.
We don't stand men, but I fucking love that top award.
I fucking love that top.
My winner this year, mm-hmm. and I think this will come as no surprise, is Chigs from British Bake Off.
Didn't see it coming.
Who noticed three times this year.
Chigs noticed three times.
Chigs noticed three times.
Added to the bio.
Oh my God, when he DM'd me back, I freaked out.
I know. You guys are close now.
Yeah.
He knows your name. If you're just listening to this and you're not caught up in all the episodes, he may or may not have made a surprise cameo in the most recent.
Yeah. It's on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And we love this for you. This journey will continue into 2022, I'm sure, as you two get closer.
I hope so.
And yeah, no surprise there. And now I don't know if I wouldn't. I'm going to call it. I fucking love that verse bottom. I'm not sure where he stands, actually, but I'm going to give this to Mr. Lil Nas X. Definitely, definitely stole the year. I fucking love that top award. Goes to Lil Nas X for sure. He's done the most. And more on him later. But hot, gay, taking over the world.
Sure is.
Sure is. Yeah, that's pretty much the long and short of it. thank you. And that's way too much time about men. All right, we're going to move on to a new category in the lows.
Yes, a new entry this year.
Yes, very important entry. We are getting regional. Some would say local.
International.
International. Yes, it's time for Italiano of the Year. Italy really had a moment this year.
It did.
Finally, some Italian representation in media. Many candidates this year. I'd like to hear yours first.
Okay, so I know we don't stand men.
Right.
But this is a man. Matteo Berrettini.
What?
I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. Is that like the right, like, I don't want to do.
No, I think that was great, but okay. Who is she?
So this is a tennis player.
Okay.
And I don't watch men's tennis.
Okay.
I've grown up, I only watch Serena Williams mm-hmm. and Venus Williams,
yeah.
Naomi Osaka. Don't watch men's tennis. I think it's boring.
Yeah.
But the flavor.
Oh.
This man
yeah.
made me watch men's tennis. For the first time in my life.
Oh, shit.
Look that one up.
I will look that one up.
Because they're like sweating. And then on the changeover, they like lift up their shirt to wipe their sweat off. And I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
You can serve and volley that right up my ass. But yes, he is Italian.
Okay. I'm going to look that one up. Well, there were a lot of candidates for this. Shout out. Runner-ups include Måneskin, the winners of Eurovision, who then took over the world, the hot shirtless group, co-ed group. Giuseppe from Great British Bake Off, winner,
yes.
Italian. But my winner is going to be the employees at Joanne Trattoria, the rats.
Yes! Yes! Give it up for
Give
them.
It up for them.
They're hiding under your seats. Yeah, they're right scurrying. Now.
Right now, they are coming through the aisles, passing yes. out samples from Joanne's. Take a bit of the seafood baked ziti. They are tireless workers, and we just have to give it up for them. So thank you to everyone at Joanne's, where we will be holding the after party.
Who else was Italian?
Oh, well, there's also Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, her. I've heard of her.
But, you know, it's really all about Joanne's, so.
And Julius Caesar. He's Italian.
Yes, he is Italian. He is.
Anyway,
Italian.
I don't know why I'm on like biography online looking at other Italians, but
like, famous Italians in media. Yeah, there's Madonna. There's others. There's
Leonardo da Vinci, an artist.
An artist. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're just really going through historical Italians.
I'm over it. I'm done. Next category, please.
Next category. It requires somebody to come in. Surprise appearance from Miss Legentina.
Let's talk about the F word.
Oh, Dua.
Oh. Wait.
For all my fun fashion friends.
It's fun fashion friend of the year. Just to remind everyone what this category... This is a new entry, actually.
It is.
So we'll just tell everyone what the category means. It means to be
Yes. It is a very important category.
It is.
Where we recognize outstanding performance in fighting for gay rights.
Yes.
Fighting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have a dual... It's a tie.
Oh.
It's a tie. We just discuss him. Lil Nas X was...
That's who I said to him.
Fighting all the way, all year long, doing a split on Satan, doing the jailhouse dancing, the shirtless, the kissing, the...
Album. Taking over pop culture, the radio, memes, TikTok,
tweeting me,
Twitter.
Dragging me. Yeah, threatening me with a lawsuit. A fun fashion thrown through the year. But I'm also going to shout out to newly LGBTQ JoJo Siwa.
Oh my God, that was my runner-up too.
Yes. Dancing with the Stars, first gay couple, legend, ponytailed, bow-tailed queen, and icon. They both paved or continue to pave paths for baby gays around the world.
They really do, though.
No, for sure.
I think it's on a serious note.
Oh, no.
Get your candles up, ladies.
Candles up.
They really are, I think, doing such important visibility work for...
And they both actually have done the same thing, which is they got all the way to the top and they said, surprise, bitch. Which was smart because we tend to cannibalize our own. Nobody takes down the LGBTs like the LGBTs. It's hard enough to be... getting straight approval, but we certainly are hard on our LGBTQ people, celebrities, you know?
Our sisters.
Our sisters. We're supposed to be sisters.
I thought we were sisters.
Did I even tell you where that's from? Do you know where that's from?
Wait, play it again.
I thought we were sisters.
I know it, but I don't.
Mob Wives Chicago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Iconic.
Really good. Yeah. No, on a serious note, they truly have. They've been able to showcase that you can be as sexual as you want or, you know, family friendly. Like, you've got different sides of the spectrum. He is my and many people's fantasy of a gay pop star that I had in high school, of being out, the making out in the locker room, and that's what I want video. Like, all of that is like exactly what I fantasized about being if I were a gay pop star or wanted a gay pop star in the charts. So. We just have to stan.
We do stan.
We do.
I did have another runner-up here.
Oh.
It's a mix between, like, I fucking love that top and this.
Okay.
David Archuleta, who also came out this year.
That is true.
I just think he's so cute.
He is cute.
I know. Yeah. If you're single, hi.
I'm free Thursday, David. If you're single, I am free because I am single on that day when I am free.
I'm dropping hints that I'm single. I'm single.
Another fighter. Well, from the LGBTQ community to the WTF.
What was that?
I really just think this award is like, what the fuck?
Yes.
The moment that made you go, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on in here on this day?
I mean, award. This list could go on and on. Yeah. It goes the distance.
I have a double crowning for this one.
I have a...
The next hour of programming will be dedicated.
There are so many moments, but why don't you kick it off?
Well, I would like to give a double crowning to Miss Delta and Miss Omicron. from the House of Variance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck
is going on here on this day?
You're right.
Well, Brad, good luck.
What a worthy crowning. The first, yeah, double crowning that really makes sense. Yeah. Wow. I've got some runner-ups. I've got some winners. It's hard to say here because so many of them are worthy of the crown. But I guess I'm going to go with Miss Jessie Nelson.
Oh.
Leaving Little Mix, declaring it to be for mental health, turning around with a solo career in 3 months, and delivering what can only be described as a problematic landmine of a debut. What the fuck just happened to my girl band?
This is literally...
This is the audience at the Capital FM Jingle Ball.
Reporting live from the Little Mix fandom. It's just like a screen where we like remote out to all Little Mix fans gathered.
Oh my God. Yeah. But it wouldn't be the What the Fuck Award without some notable nominations.
I'm really excited to hear this because I literally could not think of anything else because everything has been what the fuck for me.
True. Summer fun, summer what the fuck. Azealia Banks being the number one Inna stan. That's a what the fuck. Like, just like, what? That's a delight, though. That's a delight. Nicki Minaj's cousin's ball.
Oh my God, I forgot that that happened this year.
That's a big one, literally.
Am I a Nicki fan?
Yeah, am I a Nicki fan?
Wait.
Testicle got bigger. What? Oh, this happened this year. The demise of the cock destroyers. What the fuck? Very devastating. That's a sad double crowning there.
Oh. My coconuts.
I forget if this happened this year, actually, so we might omit. Jamie Lynn kept killing cats with her car.
Well, yeah, and her career.
And her career.
With every post.
Right. Truly a what the fuck. Nicole Scherzinger and Robin Anton engaging in a legal battle over the Pussycat Dolls reunion tour. What the fuck. And also that bingo song she released.
Oh, my God.
Truly a what the fuck.
With, like, a really iconic music video.
Yeah.
I just want to go back to when React dropped. We were all so happy that day.
We were all so happy that day.
Well.
Well.
What the fuck?
What
fuck.
The fuck? All right. From fuck to fashion.
We're going to need everyone to make some noise for this one. I think it's time for...
Can we get some commotion for the dress?
Hi, fashion. So entertaining.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion. High fashion, editorial. That was a billboard.
Yes.
So many candidates worthy of this crown this year. But for me, it was easily stolen by a woman, an Italian, named Stephanie Germanotta.
Oh!
From terrorizing Italy to Vogue to the canceled Chromatica ball. There's been fashion after fashion, ensemble after ensemble. Lady Gaga, House of Gucci, I'm going to give it up for her. She was fashion. She starred in a fashion movie.
But was it fashion?
But was it fashion? Yeah, I have to give it up for our Gaga, our Stephanie. With a runner-up nomination also, Carmen Farala of Drag Race España, look after look, really loved her. One of my favorite new winners of the 30 winners there's been in the past 3 weeks.
That is true.
Yeah. Carmen Farala. We stan. Yeah, that's mine.
My pick for high fashion in 2021 is a woman who knows your pick as well.
Oh.
They once said, do what you want.
Oh.
My pick this year goes to...
Could it be?
Christina Aguilera.
Becky, sit down. Becky?
Yes. Fighters.
Fighters.
Fashion. I think she just like really...
She slayed the fashion.
She really did. I feel like she elevated it this year.
She did.
The Instagram...
Liberation plus.
It's it is like, liberation. Yeah. Had a Bobby with stripped.
Uh-huh.
And she said, fighters, I'm going to give you fashion.
Yes. Oh, yes. From the People's Choice Awards to the music videos for her newly launched Spanish career part dos.
Mm-hmm.
To
the Statue of Liberty at Ladyland, oh, which is honestly kind of just like a nude bodysuit.
Yeah.
with a headpiece.
With a Wendy. Yeah. Yeah,
and a, what's the thing called that you hold?
The torch.
Yeah, that. And,
no,
I just
you're right.
Fucking loved it. The bodysuit, the padding, the tits were out.
Well, everyone in the audience, you're in luck because the two winners of the high fashion editorial are here to perform
yes.
a reprise, an encore.
My bones hurt. On the show.
What you want with my body?
What you want with me, Christina?
And Lady Gaga.
Oh, that was so legendary.
Truly.
That
was they
like
knew.
A fucking decade ago.
They knew where they were going to win this.
Oh, do you remember being in that hotel room when that came out? Oh,
what God. A moment. Feel this moment.
Yeah, we sure did.
Never anything ever again.
No. Yes. Shout out to her. Now, where's the new album?
Yeah.
But anyway.
New album picked.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And this next award is the...
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Award.
Truly the lowest of the lows.
Yes, for the person who needs to go to jail.
And that person is...
Drum roll, please. Chains clanking, please. Shake them. Slam the door. Who's the fraud?
Go ahead.
Well, yes. Mine is everyone that works at Wimbledon, the tennis tournament.
Oh, okay.
Yep. They all need to go to jail.
All right.
Because they are the reason that Serena Williams got injured this okay. past summer.
Uh-huh.
And she has not returned to tennis since. And so.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
I'm not over it.
No. And you shouldn't be.
Some people were probably thinking that I was going to say Jen Shah.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think she needs to go to jail yet. Okay. She needs to go to trial first so we can watch it on TV. And wow. Same with Erica Jane.
Mm-hmm.
So not jail yet because I want to see it all play out.
Yeah.
I wish I was a jury on that case.
Well, maybe next time when you move to Utah.
Yeah. I got my $400 check for my jury duty.
Uh-oh.
Material girl.
Paid off. Paid off by the government.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My award, you know, was kind of referenced earlier on, goes to the stylist in charge of Jessie Nelson's career.
Ooh.
I just think she should go to jail just for a few days. So that's it.
Iconic.
Yeah. And from jail to...
The silk sheets.
The silk sheet. Oh, the silk... The Silk Sheets Award. Maybe we should just rapidly change the title of this. The Silk Sheets Year of Excellence Award. The flavor I'm horny thirst icon of 2021.
The flavor.
Wait a minute. Breaking.
What?
I changed my opinion about who's going to jail.
Oh.
Wait, I changed my whole opinion. I just had a vision.
We'll like throw them all in together.
Yeah. I had a Raven style vision. The person who should go to jail for 2021 is James Corden.
Oh.
Jail. Specifically for the 2.5 seconds dressed as a fucking mouse, thrusting his hips at that driver's window with Camila Cabello, who
got his hat.
She's on parole, Frank. She's in court right now, but he's fully in jail. And for his Cinderella, the movie. Jail. I changed my pick. Jail.
Was he also in that movie, something prom or something?
Yes, the prom.
Let's talk about the F.
I forgot that happened this year.
And nobody gotta tell you.
Do you know the word that people use for like straight guys that you hate? Straggit.
No.
Yeah, he's a straggit. Absolutely jail. for holding up those poor people who just had to go to work. All right. Now it's time.
The GTA memes of that.
Yeah.
I just remembered. Oh my God, I was playing GTA the other night.
Yeah.
And Robin is on one of the radio stations.
Oh, Robin.
And also the Freemasons remix of Work by Kelly Rowland.
Oh
Legend.
My God.
So I'm literally speeding
away. Which F word is programming the GTA radio?
Yeah, I was like speeding away, like driving, and I accidentally hit a couple people. But it was like the Freemasons.
Was it a man dressed as
like,
a mouse?
Do it, baby, do it, baby, do it, baby, do it. And I was like, oh no. Work.
That reminds me, high fashion editorial nominee that I did not think of because her outfit looks like a GTA non-playable character, Lana Del Rey at the Variety Impact whatever awards where she won the Decade Award, wearing the Shein dress and the bomber jacket, high fashion editorial of the year, and a Grand Theft Auto character all in one. Very iconic behavior.
Love that look. But love no, these shoes.
Love these shoes. They're from Shein.
Faded.
All right.
Faded like her career.
No.
I'm just kidding. Blue banisters.
The little banisters
album
are coming.
Of the year. Album of the year.
The little honeymooners.
Sadness.
Honeymooners, send all your complaints to T. Kyle
McMahon.
Something
fun. Something for the summertime.
The flavor. I'm horny, thirst icon of 2021.
I'm horny. Oh.
Come on.
Those remixes. Yeah. Oh, I can't.
Oh, the flavor.
It's too good.
It is. Well, I don't think it's much of a surprise for me. I feel like I've shared his photos the most in my story. Give it up for former Monsta X member Wonho and his big tits.
His coconuts.
We are fucking under attack. This man and his thirst traps, their art, his body is crazy. So hot. The flavor, the flames on the side of my face. I don't know if I want to, but I do want to do him, but also look like him. So it's kind of like a dual thing.
Yeah, we're in the 11 o'clock hour of the show. The sponsors have dropped off.
Oh, I've had one too many bobas.
It'll be one of those like QVC ads that rolls late, you know?
Retro moment of
two shots.
Vintage
of
whatever.
Glug, glug, glug.
It's Mariah's QVC. All right. That's my flavor. I can only guess yours.
Yeah, well,
He noticed three times.
He noticed three times. I noticed
every time
that he wore glasses.
Yeah.
Give it up for Chigs.
Give it up for her.
He's just so handsome.
A man in glasses.
Yeah.
Revolutionary.
With a nice smile.
A kind heart.
Yeah.
And steady hands.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, he's uncancelled.
And a furrowed brow. And he's uncancelled.
Yeah. He explained that he only listened to Joe Rogan.
Yep.
For the
Russell Brand's interview.
Yes. So he's uncancelled.
I accept his.
Because if we're going to cancel Chase for that, then we're also going to cancel Brad, who listened to Joe Rogan
for
Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've canceled Brad before. We canceled.
Yeah.
But no, honestly, he's had at least several people that we would be interested in hearing. So it's like not shocking that people have tuned in. You don't have to agree with it, but it's still like, yeah, I did want to hear what Miley had to say. And she clapped back at him several times.
Yeah,
it was very entertaining. So we certainly don't stand that man. But I accept his explanation personally.
So do I.
So do you.
The way that I literally was like, whoop. And then the second he gave that explanation, I was like, whoop.
And we're back in it.
Yep. Now, on to the main awards of the evening, I would say.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's time for an award that we like to call, okay, I'm glad I looked that one up, award.
I'm going to look it up.
Thank you, Gia Gunn. Yes. Well, so this is one of the examples of things that have started to blur from 2020 to now. For me. Now, we don't talk a lot about movies and TV, but this does have a music spin. I'm giving my award to La Veneno on HBO Max. Incredible series.
Oh my God. What is it called?
La Veneno. La Veneno. Excellent series. I loved learning about her, Christina La Veneno. Also, the single, I have not stopped listening to that ever since the series. I'm so glad I know about her. I'm so glad I watched that series because I feel like it's not getting the critical acclaim she should be getting. Like, this series should be like having an awards sweep, in my opinion. And I don't think anyone really, I don't think it did what it should have did. So that's why we have the lows, giving it its proper flowers.
Yes.
So
what streaming service is this on again?
HBO Max.
Oh, and just like that.
HBO Ava Max. So I highly recommend, if you haven't seen it, fantastic. It's sex, it's music, it's exciting things, it's prostitution whore.
I would honestly love this.
Oh, you absolutely would. Scandal.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Yes. Vibrant costumes, impersonations that are insane once you watch the original interviews and they do a side-by-side. They just nailed it. And yeah, I have fond memories of crying to that show and posting a selfie from that, actually. Anyway, I'm glad I looked that one up.
Well, I'm going to have to look that one up.
Definitely.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
For me this year, someone that I'm glad I looked up is a lesser-known indie artist.
Mm. Adele?
Adele.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What is it called?
Now, some of you may have heard of her.
Okay.
However, I did confess this year that I did not listen ever. And I think we're honest here on this podcast.
We're
and I
very
think that
honest.
Makes us so great.
That is entirely the reason that they tune in.
Because all I knew was Hello and the other ones. And
wait, is it actually Adele?
Yes.
I'm going to look it up.
We are the only podcast brave enough to declare Adele like a rising talent that you just looked up.
But like, no, it really is. Look.
It is. Yeah. I see the note. Fuck. Okay. Yes. Give it up for her. It's about time somebody recognized her.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. Okay. So here's my explanation for this, though.
Okay.
I only listened to the singles and I had friends who would sob, and Adele, her music was like life changing for them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't get it. But this year, I dove in under the bridge, water under the bridge, the water under the bridge. And I said, hello, Adele. I watched all the interviews that she's been doing this year. I listened to the whole album. I started crying. And I was like, oh, now I get it.
Oh.
I'm glad I looked that one up.
I am glad that you finally looked up the most famous musician in the world.
Yeah.
singer.
Fucking funny.
She's so funny.
I'm obsessed.
I think that's the whole appeal.
And the Peppa Pig thing was so fucking funny.
A legendary.
Am I gonna collab with Peppa Pig? No.
Legendary feud.
It was
Ryan
so
Murphy's
funny.
Already drafting the next season of feud based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's hilarious, relatable, fun. And then
I just don't like crying. That's the thing. I think that's why I avoided
crying.
It.
I love to cry.
I don't. I don't I like do. Crying.
I'm always crying.
When's the last time you cried?
When's the last time I cried? On the plane here.
Iconic.
Literally.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I don't know. I do a lot. Especially like TikTok, when you flip through the For You page and they hit you with an accident like you weren't expecting.
Oh.
Like a reunion with like a loved one. It always gets me.
What was the TikTok the other day? It might have been Brittany Broski who said, this is not normal that I'm scrolling my FYP and 1 second I'm sobbing and then I'm laughing my ass off.
It's made us all absolutely deranged.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. No, we're not well.
No.
The kids are not all right. That's clear. I would also, since we don't really get into movies and TV, shout out, and it does have a music spin, so legendary Gomez Merizing's Only Murders in the Building. That one's on Hulu, not sponsored. Fantastic. And I just watched that on my most recent trip to Florida, not sponsored. such a fun whodunit murder mystery, and campy, like cute and fun, but also like If you like Clue, if you like Knives Out.
Oh, I loved Clue.
Yeah. It's very that, Selena.
I always wanted to be Scarlett.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't we
That
all?
Was her name, right?
Yeah.
The one with the big tits.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you have such a wide array of interests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm glad I looked that one up too. And I'm more on the ball on that one because that one only came out more recently.
And wasn't that ranked number one in the charts for Hulu?
Was literally, it has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes from like 70 reviews before I went
the flavor.
In. The flavor. It's fresh. She's fresh. So
it's delicious.
Yeah. Season two filming now.
Also, Selena joined TikTok this year.
And honestly, she's up there.
Runner up.
For TikTok creators.
Mm-hmm.
She's good.
She gets it.
She does get it. We love that. And it's a surprise, of course, because she was only told about TikTok through the wise older woman.
Yes, the elusive Chanteuse.
The elusive Chanteuse.
That does her socials.
Who also tells Britney's fortune in the Radiance commercial. That's her. And she,
no thanks.
She consults Selena. Yeah, she said no thanks. Britney said no thanks to her. So she's like, all right, well, I guess I'll go with Selena. So from moving on to the Okay, I'm Glad I Looked That One Up award, it's time for a similar category.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
For best new artists.
Yes.
So these artists might be floating around more under the radar, perhaps like Adele. And we're glad we're finally giving them some spotlight on this massive platform.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it up for Shy Girl, a fairly new discovery for me, even though she's been around for a minute. Cleo, the song, but also the Sour Candy mix on the Chromatica remix album. BDE, Slime. Shy Girl's going places. Lourdes is friends with her, therefore confirmed legend. And I'm excited to see what happens next because I feel like this is one of those moments where things are going to pop off in a really big way. So just a million monthly listeners now, but we'll see.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I think it could pop off in a bigger way. It is a lot, but it could be bigger. In comparison, because the bar is set at Ava Max, Ava Max has 32 million monthly. So we're gonna see if she can rise to Ava Max standards.
Gotcha.
Yeah. How about you?
My best new artist of the year to me.
For me?
She's not new.
Yeah.
But she's new to me. Mm-hmm. Is Nora Impure.
Oh, you have mentioned many
I discovered earlier. Not I did not discover. I stumbled upon the music of Nora Impure earlier this year. Mm-hmm. She has a really good remix of Cool Girl by Tavlo.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Yes.
But then her recent work, it's very cinematic, deep house, landscape, not landscapey. What's the word for it? Ambient.
So ambient.
Yes, that's the proper, not landscapes.
Landscapes.
Yes.
Architecture.
Sea, oceans, and birds. Obsessed.
All things you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, she is a female in an extremely, pretty much 99% male, straight male dominated.
Absolutely.
Genre. So we stan.
We do stan.
And I hope that I get to see her on New Year's Eve, which.
Oh, Lord.
But I'm just obsessed. And she loves the earth and protecting the oceans. And she's fucking talented. Give it up for her.
Give it up for her. We
I just love
it.
That. We love an underdog that is dominating in a field dominated by like someone that's else.
Yes, we absolutely
does that make any
do.
Sense?
Sure does.
Yeah.
We love and we stand an underdog.
Yes.
Well.
Girl power.
Girl power. That leads us to a huge category for this year. It's time to discuss the song of the year 2021.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure there's one song.
Are you feeling 22?
No. Feeling 32. That defined this podcast for the year that I feel like there could be no other option.
Oh.
Oh, I thought this was your pick.
What is it?
Of course, Bebe Rexha, Sacrifice.
Oh, that's actually not my pick.
Oh my God. I thought that was like, obviously, the Legends Only pick of the year.
No.
I mean, I have others.
Yeah. She's not out of the running yet. I'll just say that.
Okay.
But for this category, that is not who I crowned. Who did you crown?
Wasn't it literally your number one? No, it was number two?
No, it's number one.
Okay. Oh, me personally?
But that was Spotify streams.
Yes.
Which, you know, that's, yeah.
I have some other options. My number one from Spotify, Ali and AJ, Symptom of Your Touch.
Yes.
That was it for me. Rita Ora, Big. That was a big one. Mm-hmm. No pun intended.
We did do our Spotify Wrapped
yes,
on
true.
Patreon
yeah.
as a bonus episode where we went through slide by slide.
Yeah.
Very slowly through those slides.
Yeah.
If you want to check that out.
Yeah.
On Patreon. But.
And of course, Ava Max, Every Time I Cry, and The Motto.
Wow. Yeah. A new entry.
New entry, but clearly going to be one that will stand the test of time.
It's so good.
So good.
It's also on the top of all dance playlists
of course.
Right now.
Of course. Who wouldn't want to be a maxi pad in these times?
Well, this year for Song of the Year, I have two. One is like the objective one that like kind of is like actually the Song of the Year.
Uh-huh.
And then I have my personal Song of the Year.
Okay.
So I put Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, okay.
Is like technically like the actual Song of the Year.
Okay.
I think.
Sure.
Or Driver's License.
Yeah, that's technically, I would say.
Probably, yeah.
If we're going to talk.
Those two.
Like, yeah.
But everyone's going to say that.
Right. If we're talking about like what'll sweep the Grammys, Driver's License.
Yes.
Yeah.
And every other website reviewing
yeah.
music is going to say
yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo, but this is the Legends Only
exactly.
Awards.
We do things a little differently around
we
here.
We do. We have fun.
Take a back seat, Olivia.
Yes. My personal favorite song of the year is Where Did You Go by Cascade.
Oh, okay. You did talk about that one a yeah. lot.
It's very emotional for me.
Well, I love that.
Yeah.
Also a shout out. I wasn't on my Spotify top five, but I listened relentlessly. Utada Hikaru, One Last Kiss.
One last kiss.
Kind of.
Dun, 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 the one.
So those are our picks. And frankly, that outsells, outcharts the Grammys. So
when are those happening?
I believe January.
I already forget January. Who's nominated.
Oh, you know. Olivia, Billy, Gaga, Lil Nas X, Ariana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Well.
See you then.
Halsey.
Oh, that's right. She was.
Yes.
Wasn't she getting a lot of critical acclaim for that?
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deserved. Deserved. Oh, that brings us to the next category.
This song was number one for 50 fucking weeks. You're going to sing the fucking words if you know the fucking song.
Yes.
Yes. That moment has inspired our next award, which is called This Song Should Have Been Number One for 50 Fucking Weeks. So you're all going to sing along if you know the fucking words award.
Mm-hmm.
For the song that should have been number one for 50 fucking weeks.
So many options.
Yes.
I'm going to say Justice for Charlie XCX. Good Ones.
Literally, they let a good one go.
They let a good one go.
Down the charts.
They let a good one go. It didn't even get up the charts as far as I could tell. Not that high.
Locals.
Locals, pay attention. It's only 3 seconds long. You can stream it.
Did you see the TikTok that someone took the oh
it did what
and it's just oh. 3 minutes long.
Oh wait, yes,
yeah,
I have.
It just keeps going.
Honestly.
Oh,
that can help it chart. Maybe yeah. that's why it is chart. You know, it's like a top 40 pop or something, media base. I don't know. But it's not a number one for 50 fucking weeks, that's for sure. And it needs to be. Or at least something needs to happen to pop off for Miss XCX. So I'm going to give it up for Miss Charlie. Charlotte.
If I could do one of your songs, which one would it be?
A vroom vroom.
Oh, still just one of my favorite still. Fucking.
I heard Gia Gunn in the audience. Just I'm going to look that one up. We need Gia to look this song up.
That shit was so, like, sometimes when I just am sad, I think about that.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good one. And we didn't let it go.
No, we have not. We never will. Ever.
And also some runner-ups that I think might show up in 2022. Sigrid Mirrors and Fox's Sister Ray. I think their albums coming in 2022 will have Carly Rae Jepsen emotion style impact.
Oh, that's
I think
a
they'll be good.
Bold prediction yeah. here on the yeah. lows.
Yeah, I think maybe not impact, but quality of, you know, excellent pop. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yes, that is true. You know, quality does not always make impact. I think that's an important
look
thing
at this
to
podcast.
Note.
you know,
we've dented the charts. We've dented like weekly.
We've made a little.
We have.
Yeah.
We absolutely have.
Well, speaking of quality.
Uh-huh.
With not a lot of impact.
Yeah.
My pick for the year is Obsessed by Addison Rae.
I was thinking you were going to say that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. No, actually, my award does go to Sacrifice by Baby Rexha.
It actually deserves that. Because she is the namesake of the
it
award.
It was number one on my
Spotify
charts. Yeah. But it went nowhere.
It went nowhere. And she didn't even know that it was a good song. She didn't even know people liked it.
Yeah.
BB.
She should have done that entire sound on the entire album.
Full album.
Full
90s
dance.
House.
She should have did what Lady Gaga didn't do by dropping. We know she did, but like
did.
She got rid of the Chromatica ball.
Yeah. 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 No, you're right.
Yeah.
50
and then
weeks.
My runner-up is Big by Rita Ora.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bob. Well, that segues perfectly into a similar category called Most Likely to Save Pop in 2022. Now,
if we make it.
If we make it. A big if.
How many days left?
Big if.
Big?
Big? I'm sure, although the lows have only run for 2 years, however, since 2016, my answer has been Rihanna, the excellent Robin Rihanna Fenty, but I no longer think she's going to save pop. I think she's going to save your lips. Your fashion, your closet, your ears, maybe not so much anymore. I think I've given up. I think she's a businesswoman, a model, and a former singer. But I will say that I believe most likely to save pop is Miss Janet Jackson.
Ooh.
Black Diamond, if that's still a title she's using.
She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment.
You know, she just did an out of nowhere. She did a reaction to music videos, I believe, for Allure, which... feels like she's setting something up. There's the Janet night at Dancing with the Stars. We've got the 4-hour documentary special in January. Something's brewing. Whether she uses this opportunity to put music out into the universe, I don't know. But I felt like Made for Now was a really fun start.
Bop.
Bop. And then the world ended. And we got to dance until the world ends. And we'll see if she's there at the end of it. Because...
she winked at me.
When?
When I still worked at The Tonight Show.
Oh.
And she was there and... she just walked down the hallway and I just stood there and she winked at me. She knew.
She
said, was like, that's...
oh,
yeah.
If I was your girl.
All for you.
Yeah. I'm going to put all my hopes and dreams into Janet. I think the stage has been set for her anyway. We don't know the shape of the world in 2022, but I'm going to pray, Miss Jackson. How about you?
Well, I also... agree with you about the right honorable Rihanna Robin Fenty.
Yeah.
However, I do think she is going to save pop in 2022.
You do?
I do think she's going to do it.
Okay.
I feel like it may be summer now.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be the spring.
Yep.
It may be late summer now.
Right.
But I think she is waiting until...
yes.
Things are in the clear, and then she's going to start the music.
This has been your ongoing theory that she is the Cornova Whisperer, and that she is waiting for clearance.
Because the thing is, she can wait. She doesn't have to literally do anything.
Right.
So she's going to wait for the world to settle, which may not ever happen. But I think she's going to go big, and I think she's going to arena tour.
Look, I want nothing more than for that to happen. I've just given up. But maybe it's just like they say, when you stop looking for love, that's when it finds you. Mm-hmm. When you stop looking for
R9. We found love in a hopeless place. She literally could sing that.
Yeah.
How fitting.
Oh, very fitting.
Yeah. But I do think it's happening.
Oh my God. I hope so. I really do. What a legendary comeback that would be.
Because there's so much she could do with the Empire. Around it.
I know. She could just
and touring.
Come up on a Fenty lip boost up into the sky, then have like the Fenty X Savage models come around her, and then the socks, and then the skincare shoots out into the crowd.
Literally.
All of it. Well, let's pray.
Her dancers could be in all Fenty.
Mm-hmm.
It's an empire. I think she's waiting.
It's an army, better yet, a navy.
Yes.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, which is certainly the vibe of the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was some music that carried us through 2021.
There was.
Including the Album of the Year award, which is an award.
Because what are albums anymore?
Because what are albums anymore?
A lot of EPs.
A lot of EPs.
This year.
Yeah. Robin really set the trend with the Body Talk EPs in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to give it to my Spotify answer, which would be Allie and AJ's. A Touch of the Beat gets you up under your feet, gets you up, and then out of, into the sun. Just that little zinger. I'm going to go with that. That made me feel good this year. But I'll also honorary mention Lil Nas X, Montero. Halsey's album is great. There were some others. Magdalena Bay, that was a good one, a new more recent one. Churches, the Churches album, high up there for me. Yeah.
She seems thrilled.
You can't convince me that this was the strongest year for albums. I don't feel that
true.
Way. I don't. I think there were some good ones, as there are every year, but I felt like 2020 was so stacked. I mean, and that whole disco revival renaissance of all the girls coming at once. Cute next to Gorgeous. A year of...
She's got a point.
Chromatica, What's Your Pleasure, Future Nostalgia, all
disco.
Of it. Royston Machine, like all of it. It's just like cute next to Gorgeous.
Points were made.
I can go on the... Points I can live on with. A deserted island with all of those. We also have, you know, this year, Olivia Rodrigo Sour. She was cute girl.
That's what I wrote as my objectively speaking.
That'll sweep the Grammys.
Actually, probably the album of the year.
Yep. I think Miss Rodrigo kind of defined the year.
Yeah. And we honestly, I mean, as a Britney, am I a Britney stan?
Am I a Britney stan?
I don't think we've seen a rise like that.
Yeah.
In a very long time.
We have not.
Like we did with Olivia. Sure. And she was up against the pandemic. Uh-huh. So to be able to make an impact like that, I think is... a huge accomplishment.
It is. It is. Yeah.
But
I mean, to be fair, Billie Eilish did have quite a run, but it was a slower build.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas right from the jump, Driver's License demolished.
Yeah.
Yeah. She crashed that car.
Yeah. Right up the charts.
Right up the charts. And into the DMV. I will shout out to NPR, their little desk concert series. They had Olivia do it this month, and she did it in a DMV, which is very clever.
That's smart.
Yeah. So what's your album of the year?
Okay. So we don't stand men.
No, no. Here it comes.
But I was thinking about it today and I was like, honestly, because this really was a singles year.
Uh-huh.
I feel like, and an EP year.
Yeah.
But Sad in Scandinavia by Seeb really is that bitch for me.
It dominated your Spotify rap.
It did. And I was... torn between two albums.
Uh-huh.
It was that or Gorgon City Olympia.
Okay.
Which also were men. God, I'm such a fucking hypocrite.
Oh.
I know. Oh. But like you said on the Spotify Wrapped episode, a lot of the singers are female. So
right.
It's like Queens of Pop.
A lot of the music is Queens of Pop singing. So it's mm-hmm. like, all right. Well, it's
I
like,
know every word.
It's glorified
every
producers.
Drop, every bop, mm-hmm. every... Yeah. And it came out in January
every
of
drop,
this year.
Every bop.
Mm-hmm. So the fact that it stayed so high mm-hmm. after all 12 months, to me was like, okay, it's really that girl.
And that reminds me, I would be remiss. S.G. Lewis, Times, came out in January, I believe. Excellent album. And S.G. Lewis truly has gone the distance with our girls. Again, 2020 heavy with excellent offerings from that year. But then his own debut was fantastic. So,
yeah, we do have to give it up to some men.
Yeah.
Well, the next award is also a new entry into the lows.
It is.
And it's an important one. It's an iconic one, even. It's the Iconic Person in an Iconic Place Award. The criteria for this award, if you're confused, is it requires a person to be iconic and be somewhere deemed iconic.
Oh,
so many nominees for this.
Inspired by an actual iconic person in an iconic place.
Yes.
Rita Ora at the Eiffel Tower.
which is my pick. However, it's not just for that. This is a three-way tie with Rita Ora, Rita Ora, and Rita Ora. As you see, Rita Ora at the Eiffel Tower, iconic. Rita Ora opening the 2021 Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras in Australia in March. I believe the official first pop star performance ever in the COVID era.
Yep.
To that degree. Iconic medley.
It wasn't that like the month we reunited?
Not even. That was March. I remember watching this in Connecticut. We were not. Yeah. There were two more months still. And this was the most surreal, like, parallel universe thing, because at that time, Australia was ahead of the curve, and they could have a full stadium full of LGBTs with none other than Rita Ora. Truly iconic. And finally, Rita Ora having a three-way kiss with Tessa Thompson and Taika Waititi. Also iconic. Go, girl. Give us everything. we loved that three-way moment. Rita Ora was the iconic person in iconic places. And she also, you know, she paid some fees. She got hit with some COVID
some
violations.
Fines.
Yeah, so she made up for it.
All of the money that she made from me streaming big on Spotify went and paid off those fines.
They did. Yeah, yes. Her birthday dinner that was violating COVID regulations.
Yep.
Oh, well.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Rita.
And passing over to you.
Well, I have two.
Okay.
My iconic person in an iconic place goes to Ariana Grande on the Fortnite Island.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
It was truly iconic.
And emotional for you.
3D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
I've been slaying on Fortnite, by the way. Oh. Shout out to anyone who watches my Twitch streams.
Yeah, Twitch streams.
Yeah. But my runner-up, and I debated mentioning this because I feel like it will get me canceled or I'll get a lot of shit for this, but I don't give a frack what you think.
Oh, no.
RuPaul.
Yep.
On social media.
Oh, yeah.
Has truly cracked me up in the same way that RuPaul is cracking the earth.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why I think it's so funny. It brings tears to my eyes. I laugh so hard.
It's performance art.
It is.
It's boomer meets performance art. It's like, is this meta?
It's intentional.
Or is it real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's layers. There's layers. The bad zooms,
The cameo one.
Accidentally uploading cameos.
Not knowing the words.
Cutting off the video too soon or too early, counting in. It's an art. It's performance. And she's really been stepping her pussy up, especially lately. Ever since Blame It on the Edit.
Yep.
Something snapped.
And I'm here for it.
Agreed. Agreed. Good pick. Good pick. Fracking good pick.
Do we even know if that's true?
I think it just was never denied or clarified.
Why does everyone go and do things like on land?
Because we're not all underwater yet.
I feel like everyone gets canceled and they go to Montana.
Yeah. Well, the Star Yak Ranch.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
And RuPaul's fracking. Yes. No, you're right. I don't know.
Montana looks
land lovely.
Of the canceled.
Yeah. Do we have any Montana Legends Only fans? If we do, put a yak. Is there a yak emoji? I'm sure we do. Which brings us to the big award of the night.
The Legends of the Year for 2021, recognizing outstanding performance in legendariness. Being a legend.
Yeah, so I had difficulty with this category because I can't tell if I want to go impact or personal taste or objective general public.
Locals.
But I think the person who shifted the conversation the most this year simply has to be Lil Nas X. I'm going to go with Lil Nas X because I think we haven't had a pop star, gay pop star, breakthrough like this and shove their dick in our face to that degree. Number one on the charts, talking about bottoming. It's historic, iconic, put it in a blender. Incredible, amazing, collabed with everyone. You know, obviously, the path was paved by many legends before, Elton John, George Michael, but Lil Nas X represents like what I would want the gay pop star to be, as I've discussed. So I just feel like this year was revolutionary for him, and I have to give it up for him.
Iconic people in iconic places. One of my memories that stands out, mm-hmm. when we were at the Ritz and everyone was going off to Lil Nas X.
Yeah, Call Me By Your Name.
There's something about that in-person-ness.
Like seeing it translate live and seeing... Because as I said before, we do not nurture our own to that degree. We often take down fellow LGBTs. They're not gay enough. They're too gay. You know, they're too femme. They're too mask. They're too whatever. This won't work for the general public for this reason or that. Their music is too boring. Their music is too explicit. And to have him break through all of that and break through the notoriously homophobic general public is just really game-changing. I just think it really is. Like, you don't have to love him, you don't have to stan, but you can still respect and appreciate the path that he has paved in his own way.
Unapologetically paved.
Unapologetic.
Which I also think is important.
Unapologetic. Yes, absolutely. Has the best clapbacks, the best humor. He's also ridiculously funny, ridiculously hot. It's like, all of these things, such a great combination of things, and an incredible armor against homophobia and also gays who don't like him. Like, it's like both. I just have to respect that. It's not easy. And you've got really big names who don't like you being vocal on social media, coming for you, and still coming out on top or bottom or verse. and I just really am like very proud of him. I think ultimately the word is proud. Because we just don't have that. We just don't. And it's only one type of music. It's only one person. And he doesn't have to represent all of us. But I think he's made a huge stride.
So, I agree.
I'm really proud of him.
I also just love his creativity.
I mean, that's the other thing. The whole marketing of everything.
Yes, which is all him.
We didn't even discuss like the pregnancy, the Maury episode with his ex, like...
Oh
my
shit
God.
Was so funny.
All the way, like, this whole year was him. This was the demon shoot, the Satan shoes, pretending that was a lawsuit, that he was going to go to jail.
That ever get resolved?
Yeah, he's not going to jail, but he made that, like, the thing, like, I'm going to jail.
Right, I'm going to prison.
Yeah. He turned every single opportunity into...
My life sucks. That TikTok.
Yeah. He made fun of that TikTok. Like, we can't even... There
the
are
album
so many
cover.
Things. Oh, art. Fantastic.
Art.
There are so many different things that he turned into moments in a very Madonna way of turning things into opportunity that I just have to give it up for him. So, young
legend.
Yeah,
he really ran laps around the girls.
He really did. He did. And the only thing was the album came in close second to Some Man, I think. Now I'm forgetting. But who cares? So that's my pick, Lil Nas X.
I love that. I was thinking him as well. He was one of the ones I was thinking for this year.
Yeah.
But my pick for this year is Britney Spears, who not found her voice, but was given her voice.
Yes.
And allowed to speak.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I want to give her Legend of the Year is for the resiliency that she has, which I think is very inspirational, especially during times like these. She's going to get through it. I don't know. I'm just proud of her.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for her to have a new chapter. And I was thinking about it at the end of the year. I was like, how do I want to talk about this moving forward? So I just hope that people can give her grace. Leave her alone. The media will leave her alone. Mm-hmm. Paparazzi will leave her alone. We're going to stop clicking on the websites and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just excited to see what she does next.
Absolutely. Very well said, and very much also deserving of the title. Changed the cultural conversation as well.
Again.
We'll probably shift the conversation in lawmaking about conservatorships, about guardianship. Is already doing that. And very honorably, and went above and beyond to say in one of the videos more recently that she would be an advocate for disability rights and helping those who don't have the platform she does. That was like one of the most touching things after the official freedom announcement, was that she wants to be an advocate for others who are in a similar position, who don't have that voice and that platform, which is just remarkable and really, well, very Britney, honestly, is just the kindness of her heart. Definitely deserves this title as well for 2021. Equally excited for her to begin this new journey, paving the path that she wants to choose. Obviously, you and I are very much on the same page of leave her alone, let her do what she wants to do. We're very like hands off about the whole thing and don't really want to like, we just want to let her do what she wants to do, which is truly long overdue. So that was one huge victory of the year.
Yeah.
Our original legend.
Truly.
Yeah. Especially since Time Magazine's busy giving it to fucking Elon Musk.
I know.
Well, the thing about that, which I don't totally agree with, but whatever, it's their criteria is like whose impact in general of the year. So that's why like Hitler literally was one once. It doesn't have to be a quote unquote good person. It's just like the most influential, the most buzzed about impact, whatever.
Good or bad, yeah.
Good or bad. So like there can be like a super villain or, as you know, somebody who's not great who gets it. But it's always, it was kind of like, I wish there was something more inspirational or happy with their pick. And instead it was like, oh, yeah, well, maybe he'll do some good. Who knows? Maybe baby XEAIX22 will hack the mainframame and send out his billions to everyone. That'll be our stimulus bill.
We can hope.
Due to Bobby XEA12. Oh, God. Well, just a little fun at the end of this award ceremony. I know it's been a long time. I see some of you stretching in the audience.
The low lounge.
The low lounge. See you all there congregating. Sean, that's a chair. It's giving chair. Yes. Well, that brings us to the last category of the evening. Just giving people a little bit of hope at home when we need it most.
Well, Brad, good luck.
Yes, it's the Well Brad Good Luck 2022 Most Anticipated Award. Plenty of entries here. Plenty of anticipation.
Who'd stream like, anticipating.
Stream anticipating. Would you like to go first?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, this may not be the thing I'm most anticipated about, but it is something I'm extremely anticipated about.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of things I'm anticipated about that are like not really that. Like,
so you're using anticipated as... in the wrong way. You're anticipating. I'll be anticipating.
What does it mean?
To...
Hey, Siri. What does anticipated mean?
Regard as probable. Expect or predict. Oh. Do you want to hear the remaining?
No, thank you.
So it's not like what happens to you. It's like you are doing that action. Like you are hoping. So you are anticipating.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I was going to say something.
How many college essays did you misuse... anticipating in?
I am not a good writer.
Okay.
That's well, your job.
Well, okay, writer
I'm a
girl.
Singer.
You are
I'm
the
not
singer.
A writer. I'm the vocalist of the group, the second lead vocalist of the group.
Right.
Speaking of the second lead vocalist of the group,
oh,
the first lead vocalist of the group,
uh-huh.
Something I am extremely excited about,
yes,
is Beyonce's first TikTok. This is breaking news.
Breaking news. This I'm just very, happened.
That is what I'm anticipating.
Yeah. There you go.
What is Beyonce going to do? You,
what would Beyonce do?
You are Beyonce.
Thank you.
And she signed up for TikTok like yesterday.
Very.
She's starting.
Miss Tina Lawson, Tina Knowles Lawson, also was like, oh yeah, music's coming. Like obviously she spills all the yeah. time.
Like on her Instagram.
Yeah. So that is, oh, we'll be anticipating.
Is that the right use of the word?
Anticipating.
Something anticipated about?
Nope. You are anticipating Beyonce.
Okay. Oh, you guys don't want to know. You really don't want to know what I'm actually anticipating. Oh. I'm anticipating that 2022 is going to be the last good year on Earth.
Oh, well,
give
you have
for
said
them.
That. Yeah,
amazing.
You have. Yeah. everyone in the audience right now is looking horrified at each other. Oh God. Well,
I'm dead serious too.
I know.
Anyway,
you are. Everything. Everything is embarrassing. And that is my pick for 2022. She's on the lineup of every music festival abroad, Miss Sky Ferreira, out of nowhere, has popped up at these music festivals, Primavera, whatever, all these places. I have to assume there's new music coming. And Lord knows, I'm set. I've got masochism tattooed to my lower back. I'm ready for whatever comes.
What was that?
That was at the time the name of the second album. Masochist is like when you're into like people like harming you, degrading, like humiliating, like, or if you're somebody who keeps going back to something that hurts you, you're a masochist.
Oh.
So like that's me with my dating life. Like,
got
it. I keep doing the same thing 500 times, thinking there's going to be
noun.
And it was also a Christina song on Liberation.
Oh yeah, I had no idea what she's talking about. I was like, okay, didn't Madonna say that too? Something about something about a masochist. Work.
Oh yeah, it's a person who gets off on like being pain or humiliated.
I'm gonna love this thing.
So, and that truly is the name of the game of being a Sky Ferreira fan. We are 8 years out from the album, I think, but that doesn't matter.
That
to
hasn't
me.
Stopped TikTok.
Nighttime, my time. And yet, that's right.
10 years with Love Dance finally goes.
Exactly.
More than that. 13. No, it hasn't been 15, has it? 2007 plus 10 is 17 plus 3.
Yeah, it's 14 years.
Oh. Never say never.
Never say never. And Everything Is Embarrassing will be celebrating its 10th anniversary next year. Well, I'm going to have Miss Sky Ferreira as my most anticipated, with an honorable mention, because I don't think it's set in stone, but I do think she's turning it around quick. Miss Dua Lipa is back in the studio. Future Nostalgia 2, it gets more nostalgic, incoming, or whatever she's working on. That's going to be a tough one to...
And the ball.
The ball?
The nostalgia ball.
Oh my
What's
God,
it called
yeah.
again?
Yeah, the Future Nostalgia Tour, the ball.
Oh, yeah. Just literally just Future Nostalgia Tour.
Yeah. The ball. Yeah.
The Dua Lipa show.
The Dua Lipa show. Yeah, we've got...
I'm anticipating Wendy coming back, too, I hope.
Yes. Fingers crossed for a healthy
return.
I miss her
so much.
I've been catching snippets of what they're trying to do with the show without her. Oof, it's just not the same at all.
Although we did get Are You a Nicki Fan because of...
We did.
It.
We did. But, you know, obviously not the same. We're hoping for a return for some... I mean, the sound
that
bites.
Was like my nightly routine was...
Viral bits here and there.
The Wendy Show on YouTube.
Yeah.
Every night. And then I'd switch over to my 10-hour rain sounds. So now I just watch HRH Collection.
Yeah.
And then I watch rain sounds.
Similar vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll be anticipating. This is our song they're playing. And, a little bit of hope for 2022. What little remains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And something you can anticipate at home or here in the audience is our next live chat.
Live chat.
LC7 incoming December 30th on Discord.
Where we will be chatting live.
Yes.
Reacting to your questions, comments, and inappropriate fun facts.
Yeah, hopefully no one's getting shit on this week.
No, you know what? The girls have a lot to say on the icon chat.
Yes, shout out to all our icons.
Icons, legends. Mm-hmm. And thank you everyone who's in attendance here virtually, globally, for the 2021 Legends Only Awards. We pulled it off. They didn't.
We did.
They said we couldn't do it. Literally, they said this is violating COVID regulations, but we said if Rita Ora can do it,
so
can
we. Yes. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening.
We hope wherever you are that you are feeling...
Giovanni.
You are enjoying the last days of this wretched year. And we are not putting our hopes and dreams into next year. We're just going to walk in quiet as hell.
Yep.
Not make any noise.
We're going to sneak the door open.
Yep.
We're going to slip through one at a time.
Expectations low.
Non-existent.
Non-existent. Bar is on the floor like
Everything
men.
Is going to be exciting.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When the bar is on the floor, everything's great.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Like
the
I
bar
into Dunkin' Donuts,
is
I'm
in
like,
hell.
This hash brown
yeah.
was perfectly crisped today. my day's perfect. That's what I'm trying to do.
A life of abundance, of gratitude. Mm-hmm. That's what we're living in.
Yeah.
We are thankful for the blessings and the lessons that we've learned with you by my side, and I'm thankful. Oh, wait. Sorry. That was the scripture of Clarkson. Thank you, everybody,
yes,
for tuning in.
And until next year,
we're
taking a little vacation, but like not going anywhere. But we're taking some time off. But
to
we
regroup,
will see you.
Recharge, reinvent the
reimagine,
wheel.
Reimagine.
Still
dream
iconic.
Sacrifice.
Yeah.
But we will see you in the new year. Unless you're on Discord, we will be chatting with
chatting,
you there.
Chatting and streaming.
But until 2022, we will
see you
soon. I feel like they're dun-dun.
What was that?
Oh,
we did it.
We did it.
Another year. I'm going to be 34 next year. God damn it. Back.
Better get your 11s frozen.
I'm debating it. I consulted. My friend came to that party last weekend. He was like, I could do it.
All right. Yeah.
He's like, I do all these bitches.
2022 minus 11.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.